You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yes.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to MZ Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
So I got a text the other day from somebody, multiple people actually, but the text just said, Jaime had a stroke. Like they were asking me if I knew information, I guess. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And I said, what? I said, what are you talking about? Like Jaime said he had a stroke. I said, what do you mean he had a stroke? Is he all right? What's going on? He goes, he posted about it. I said, where? Online. I said, I know that. Where online? Like on Facebook. He's got everything. Snapchat, Instagram. And they said it was on his Facebook. So I go and immediately start looking at his Facebook. So the first thing I'm thinking, you know, when you hear somebody had a stroke, you're thinking, you know, they're partially paralyzed or whatever. And they got to, you know, all this physical therapy they got to go through to hopefully awaken. That's, I'm thinking the worst. And then I saw that he at least posted something himself. I could tell by the grammatical errors. And I thought, okay, well, he's at least being able to type on Facebook and stuff, so can't be that bad. And then as I'm reading what he's saying, the person that's texting me is transcribing the post to me. I don't need you to, I'm reading it myself. I have internet. So anyway, Jaime's here alive and well. What happened exactly? You didn't have any signs whatsoever that you were having a stroke.
No, I had a stroke. It's been about 4 weeks now, 4 weeks ago. But I didn't know it was a stroke. I thought it was just like, I smoked some bad weed that f***ed me up, but no, it was a stroke. And so what it was is that I had to tattoo that night, and it was like $300, and the dude gave me $100 worth of weed. Then I went home, and I hit it. Man, that f***ed me up so bad that when I got up off my couch to go get food, it's like it was two people in my body, because I felt like there was a demon in me, because this hand, this leg, I wanted to go to the right, but it would go to the left. But the kitchen's to the right, and I'm like, I can't get to the kitchen. And so I'm like, damn. So I drugged the damn hand and the leg over to the kitchen and got me some chicken and some mac and cheese. But then the plate, when I had the plate with the food in it, the plate just flipped it over, right? Like something just made it throw, like threw it off the food, just like boom, it slipped, like it spilled. And so I said, man, there's something wrong with me, man. This arm and his leg, it's got their own mind, right? And so I went ahead and grabbed it with the other hand. I picked up all the food and put it in the plate. And then I took my sat down and nice and chicken and shit. And I got some more chicken, but it was kind of hard to stand up. And I took the chicken to the plate and I ate it over by the couch. And then I was like, man, this food got me fucked up.
But yeah, at this point, you're thinking you're high. You're not thinking anything else other than the fact that you're high. Yeah.
And it's the first time I ever been. This first time I ever felt that way on weed. And so sure enough, I just went to sleep. And then Summer was out of town. She went to go get her some test in Iowa for her doctor, whatever. And which came out to, man, look, man, I'm all f***ed up. I don't know what, but that weed's no good. Don't smoke it. Throw that. And it was a lot of weed, too. I said, just throw it away.
Did you return it? You kept the receipt?
I threw it away. And sure enough, she said, what's wrong? And I said, man, my whole left side feels like it's numb. Like, you know, she said, well, you feel anything else? I said, no, I feel great. You know, just that I can't, it feels numb. You touch it, it's like dead. It's like, yeah, numb, but I can move it and everything, but it's like tingling. And it's not tingling either. It's like, just numb, you know, like a numb cold.
Like it
kind of
fell asleep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like that. It's just my whole right side and except kind of to my hands. I'm good with my hands. Like from here up to the hand, I'm good. And then sure enough, but it's like, I don't know, it's numb. And then I said, you know what, man? Let me see. She said, well, let me check see if you ain't got no stroke signs, because it could be a stroke. She said, but no, you ain't got no signs showing it, just no other signs. And I said, maybe I should check my doc. Call my doctor. She said, "Yeah, do that." And I said, "No, my doctor probably don't know what the hell he's doing, man. Let me call you. Let me make an appointment with George. Let me appointment with her doctor, right?"
Yeah.
And her doctor was 3 weeks ahead because she was booked up 3 weeks, and so I made an appointment with her. And then 3 weeks later, you know, I've been running and jogging,
park
and everything.
You've been posting his workouts online.
Yeah, I was going to work. I was doing all kinds of Man, that when I went to go see the doctor, her doctor, She said, man, your blood pressure is high. You need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the hospital right now. We can't treat you here like this. And so sure enough, I went over there. And then I went to my doctor. He told me the same thing. And then I went ahead and went to the damn hospital. And that's when they told me I had a stroke.
And you were transported by ambulance to the hospital, right? Because they told you couldn't drive or anything?
No. I went to the hospital close to my doctor's office, which is in Irving, which is Baylor. And then after that, you know, they didn't have some good stroke doctors there. So they said, we're going to send you to Baylor of Dallas. They got the best
stroke doctor.
And so they sent me over there. And they did a CT scan and then they showed that I had a stroke. Well, they did a CT scan at the one in Irving. That's when they told me I had a stroke. And then they sent me to the one over there in Dallas. And right there, they just came in there, watched me. And my blood pressure was like 255. And they kept trying to bring it down. It kept going back up to 250. It went to 260. Then it came down all the way to like 190. Then went back up to 240. You know, it just kept on going back and forth. So they said, man, your blood pressure is
That's bad when the doctor says that.
Yeah,
they said we gotta get under control, man. And so sure enough, they did. 3 days later, and they stuck me like 1,000 times. So I was like, and I don't like needles, man. But it was crazy.
So you were in the hospital for 3 days.
Yeah,
at Baylor, and of course that you can't have visit because I felt bad knowing that you're in the hospital for so long. But
I could have visitors.
Oh, you could even with COVID.
Yeah, because I had a COVID test done too, and I came out negative, so you could have visitors.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, I thought you couldn't if because
of
COVID.
I just had one visitor, so I just had Summer come. She kept coming back and forth. She was there after the whole thing.
Oh, okay. And you couldn't I couldn't show up, right?
But if I wanted you to come once, yeah.
Oh,
it could only be that one person per that day.
I see. Else. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were having a stroke.
Yeah, man. Thank God that I didn't have no real crazy stroke, you know. And when you thank God I didn't have another stroke too, because I was working out with high blood pressure and shit.
Right.
I jogged that whole damn Bachman Lake. I jogged the whole lake one day.
He did.
With a stroke.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, I would have bet you would have murdered before you had a stroke.
That's like 3 miles or something. And I was like. Now I'm just trying to rest, man. Take it easy, you know. I might walk here and there, but like go to the store or some shit.
Eric says you have a better chance of being murdered at Bachman Lake than having a stroke.
No, Bachman Lake's pretty clean. I don't see no murders. Eric, you just scared. You live on Cliff, you want to be scary, nigga. Get out.
Eric's not scared. He went to a super spreader event.
He's trying to move to Frisco. You trying to move to Frisco, bro?
No, he's moving to he moved to HEB.
Yeah, I already moved.
Yeah,
Addison is more hood than Oak Cliff.
You moved to Addison?
He was.
I did. I was, but then my car got stolen, so I left.
Stole your car in Addison?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And it was like the worst car he had. It was your Cadillac, right?
No, it was your other car. It was my other one. It was my Nissan.
Oh, I thought it was your old one. I was like, do you have them parked right next to each other and they take the worst one?
That's crazy.
No, but Eric went to a super spreader event. That's why we're doing this virtually, by the way. And I don't know how this is going to sound because we're using new hardware. We're testing it out because let's say one day in the future, we can travel again and we can do things and we get back to somewhat of a normal life. I could go to the Star Trek convention and not have to do a best of or have Eric host the show or whatever. I could still do the show from my hotel room. Because you don't like hotels, you get all nervous and stuff. I mean, I don't mind, but I know, like when my leg was broken, you. Because you
no,
don't know,
I know what
to do. Oh, okay. I mean, it's fine. I don't mind. I enjoy listening to shows where I'm not on it, to be honest with you. But
there's so many
but,
of them.
I didn't want to step on any toes that were on your broken leg.
No, you could step on them all you want. I can't feel them.
Oh, is that what?
I'm like Jaime.
So you're like Jaime.
Yeah.
She didn't have a stroke.
My toes are numb. Actually, my leg is like the shin area is numb, but that's because of all the surgeries and plates and all that stuff. But
not to detract from the insanity that this well planned out show is.
Yeah.
After listening to last week's show, we were about 3 minutes away from ending the show before you mentioned your broken leg. We almost made a whole
show without mentioning the broken leg. What was that about?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Why did I bring it up?
Who knows? I mean, it's like, hey, we're going to talk about the Normandy invasion of Europe. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Hey, did you see that part in Saving Private Ryan where the guy lost his leg?
It reminded me of my injury.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the way, next week is our last show for the year, and it's our Christmas show, and it's coming up again. So yeah, just be prepared.
Oh, sure.
It's
saying,
a stocking
I just
stuffer.
To point that out. Yeah,
it's a stocking stuffer. They stuffed my stocking. God. But the reason why we're doing this show virtually is because Eric decided, you know, he booked this trip months ago and he told me about it. And at the time he booked the trip, we thought that things might be better by the end of the year, but, you know, obviously they're not. And so instead of being like a responsible person, instead of being like a Fauci ambassador and saying, hey, you know what? The airlines would give full refunds now. I'm just going to cancel the trip. I'm not going to go to this event. I'm not going to go to Universal Studios or wherever you want. But he decided to go anyway. And we decided to not have all of us back in studio when we just had somebody in another hot. He went from one hot zone to another hot zone. Chances are he's got COVID. You did get tested, though, right?
No, I haven't got tested yet. Oh, I was just monitoring myself because you're supposed to get tested 5 days after you feel like you've been exposed to.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing?
What?
You're talking to Eric or are you talking to Tristan?
I was talking to Tristan. Oh, okay.
I mean, it kind of fit the conversation too. Yeah. Right? Like, that's what I was doing. Like, what are you doing?
So today marks the 5th day. I feel fine. I don't feel like I'm coming down with anything, nothing like that. But tomorrow I did schedule me a rapid COVID test.
You getting it
so
for free?
Or no one. No, you pay $25.
That's it. Where'd you get it from?
Yeah.
CVS?
I'll tell you offline because I don't want everyone to know.
Yeah. Because so. I know I'm going to have my family members all tested before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be my Christmas gift to them, actually. That's a perfect Christmas gift.
Well, if you go to the hospital, they're going to test you, man. They test you when you go to the hospital.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll break their legs so they have to go to the hospital, get surgery, and then they'll do a COVID test. And it just charges to them and I don't have to pay for it. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, we didn't want to all be in the same room with Eric. So we decided we would do a virtual show. Okay. Our last one of the year, testing out this new equipment. So again, I don't know how it's going to sound. Might sound great. Might sound horrible. It may not even be recording at this moment. I have no clue. We've never used this before. But next week, we'll be back in studio for our final show. We can't have Jaime there because the increase in coronavirus cases in our area, we are capped at a certain point. And so, you know, it's only going to be us four.
A certain weight limit.
Yeah, we can only have a certain weight limit in there. And Jaime was getting to that weight limit because he knew about it before the Christmas show, but then he can't work out right now. So it is what it is. The cause of the stroke, they're saying, is because of the weed.
What?
No, that's what I say.
Oh.
But no, because the weed makes the blood pressure go high. And that's what it was. It shot my blood pressure up high.
Yeah.
And boom.
So what is your doctor's concerned that you may have another one, or what do you do to avoid another one? How does that all work? What's the plan?
Well, I gotta go see him in 2 weeks. I guess another CT scan, see if that blood's gone. Cause there's blood in my brain that's in my brain's gonna absorb this shit, but I wanna make sure that it don't go nowhere else.
Right, a blood clot, right? Is that right?
No, blood.
Oh, just regular blood?
Blood.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I just gotta go get that taken care of in 2 weeks. And, after that, I don't know what's going on after that.
But until then, you just have to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you haven't been working. You haven't done anything. We were going to, no. I was telling him this off air, but we were going to do a prank on Jaime this week. And I was telling once we found out about the stroke, we're like, we can't do this. We can't raise his blood pressure and then give him another stroke.
That's so crazy.
I didn't tell him what it is. So it may, in the near future, once you're better, you might get a random phone call. But Jaime knows how we operate pretty well, and so he might get it like the first 30 seconds of the call, but
maybe.
Yeah. It won't be us calling, by the way. It won't be like me doing a voice or Jerry Lewis calling you. It's going to be somebody totally different. So just FYI. And it will be somebody alive. It's not going to be somebody who died 4 years ago. But I think he'll get it. If we were putting money on it, I'm going to put money on it that he's going to get it within the first 30 seconds, but we'll figure that out next year. Next year, it'll be a thing because we're going to take a break for the holidays, stay inside, and then we'll figure out what our plan is for next year. Are you going to eat better now? Are you going to try to, because you were already trying to work out and then this happened. So what, like for me, I would be discouraged. I'd be like, well, heck, I mean, here I am working out, doing all the stuff I'm supposed to do. And I got a stroke.
I thank God, you know, I'm here for myself. I got to see my son and stuff. And now I'm just trying to take care of myself for him, you know?
Yeah.
That's about it.
And thankfully it didn't affect your hands or your eyesight or anything like that. that affects your livelihood as a tattoo artist. So we didn't need to lose you in 2020. Although we did talk about last time you were in studio. Last time you were in studio, we did talk about how you should record your own eulogy. Remember? We joked about it, and then here we are. We didn't.
That's crazy. Man.
We don't need to lose you at the end of 20. We all lost something in 2020. We don't need to lose any more. So,
Keep my damn pillow, man.
We do need to get that eulogy, though.
Yeah, just in case.
We need to have that in the bank.
We should all do, especially because of coronavirus, we should all do our eulogies and just save them.
I'll have Jaime do everyone's.
That's a good idea. We should do everyone's eulogy, and then we'll just save it, and then when one of us dies, we'll just play it on the show. With some best of clips.
That'd be janky, man. But it's all right.
You know how some news organizations after entertainment shows, after an actor gets to a certain point or they had cancer or something, it looks like they're going to die at any day, they go ahead and pre-produce their reels and stuff. That's what we're going to do for us. So that way we have it ready to go. Push play.
Black Panther guy.
As long as Jaime doesn't go first, he can still do them live.
Yeah. Hopefully we all die before you so that you can just be the last one in studio doing the eulogy. And you're in charge of recasting, by the way. Gender swap.
It'd be like the end of the world and everybody like, okay, Hyman's gone. Okay, Michael's gone. It's just me.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Lady G.
Lady G. You and Lady G. Y'all inherit the show and recast and continue on. You and Lady G have to repopulate the show. To the last two survivors, you have to repopulate the show. You got to birth a new cast.
Will be like that movie with Will Smith by itself.
Yeah. Or what's that movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger had a baby?
Oh, yeah. What is that one?
Junior,
yeah.
You and Lady G are going to have a baby. It's going to be like Junior. Tristan's going to have a new little brother or sister.
That's crazy.
Does that make Lady G Danny DeVito?
Yeah. I mean, it fits. She's just slightly taller.
I just bought an Oculus the other day and Tristan been on it.
Oh, how cool is that? Is it wireless?
Yeah, the wireless one, but you can't see it on TV because it's in the headset.
Yeah.
I've been trying to look up. See how I put it on TV, but you can stream it to the TV off your phone, but that's about it.
So how do you play the games off your phone? Or is it on the device itself?
They're inside the helmet. Inside the helmet. And it's like whoever's watching you play, they're really just watching you move your body because you can't see nothing on TV. The only person who can see it is the person who's got the Oculus on.
See, what I like about the PlayStation
unless
VR.
You download an app, the Oculus app on the mobile app, and then you can see whatever on your phone what he's looking at. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See what he's doing.
So the PlayStation VR, you can see what the other person's seeing on the TV.
Yeah.
The problem with the PlayStation VR is you got to have all these cables. It's like they're hooking you up to the Matrix. Like you have these cables that you have to run everywhere. But
just that one of them.
I kind of want to try the Oculus. We should get one for the studio and write it off.
What, Oculus? Yeah, I bought a couple good games and stuff for it, but. I really don't. I just get on it to do the Beat Saber. That's why I bought it for the Beat Saber. And Tristan's been on some zombie game.
Walking Dead, Satan Sanders.
Huh? Yeah. With the lightsaber.
Wait, he sounds like a man now, Tristan.
Yeah.
He's taller than...
How old is Tristan? 25?
Nice. 12. He just turned 12.
Tristan, you're 25?
Tall, man. You gotta see him. He's tall as hell.
Do you like being tall, or are you sad that you're not short anymore?
I like being tall.
There you go. He's going to be taller than you, Jaime.
He probably will. Hell, you never know.
All right.
He's going to have to be tired of me. Pick me up.
Get out of here. He's joking him.
It's chaos over there. No wonder your blood pressure's so high.
I'm telling you. Maybe I had a stroke.
I'll die. Maybe you got a stroke.
All right, we're going to take a break. Tatiana Ali from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on next.
MZ Now.
All that coming up more.
Online at mznow.tv.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Michael, how are you?
5 minutes with Shatner.
I got a whole 5 minutes.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Exactly.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Mr. William Shatner.
5 minutes with Shatner.
just got to get out of bed.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Not two.
Zavala.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Not three.
5 minutes with Shatner.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Hello.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Hello.
Get in my belly. Get it in.
Hello.
What up, y'all?
Hey, hello.
Say hello to my little friend.
Who's this?
I'm Spider the DJ.
Spider the DJ?
What are you doing tonight?
I think you had the wrong number, my friend.
Damn.
All right.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
This is MZ Now.
Divorce is with us, baby.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Already.
MZ Now.
Hey, this is Stephen Ogg, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Online at mznow.tv.
Hey, Tatiana, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I just finished watching, well, for the second time, I guess, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion, and it's amazing every time I watch it. I was crying and smiling the entire time. It was so great.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's so amazing how people are like reacting to it and like resonating with it. It's really incredible.
And you guys seem so close pre-COVID. Did you hang out a lot? Did you guys keep in touch?
Pre-COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what kind of, I guess like the way cousins would, like they're definitely group, like pairings of us to spend more time.
Right.
Alf and I, our kids, our youngest, you know, his youngest kids are around the same age as my kids. So, you know, we hung out with our kids, and Karen and I keep in contact a lot. Daphne and I too. I just, we're like family.
So here's, you know, you're locked up in the house because of quarantine, and then you get this opportunity to do this project, and you get back and it's on set with all these people that you love. How was that? I mean, just being back on that set with all these people again, especially during quarantine, you know, and COVID and all that stuff.
Especially during that, you know, we realized like, you know, you don't even hug people anymore or like shake hands, you know, so sometimes you'll walk up to somebody and like give them your elbow. So just to be able to embrace was just incredible. And then while we were shooting, we kind of spent as much time with each other outside of the set as we could, because, you know, we were all tested multiple times.
Yeah.
And, you know, we knew we were safe, and, it was actually kind of shell-shocking to be like, wow, I miss hugging people.
Right. So you better take advantage of it while you could, right?
Exactly. We're all like smizing behind our masks, like, you know.
Now, I heard you guys shot a lot more footage. Do you think we'll see a part two or at the very least an extended Snyder cut at some point?
You know, I'm not sure, but I bet there's enough footage for that. I mean, we shot for days and there were cameras everywhere. And I'm really impressed with just the way that, you know, Ricky, our EP, like the way it was all put together, I thought was really lovely. And it really highlighted like the best moments of our time together. So, but I wouldn't be surprised. There's enough footage.
Yeah, maybe there'll be like a Blu-ray that comes out here soon. So quick story. This probably happened, I don't know, 10 years ago now. I was at a friend's birthday party at a karaoke bar in Burbank. And I'm not a huge karaoke fan. I can't do it. I don't do it myself. But I was sitting at a table talking to someone while some of the people from the party are on stage butchering songs. You know how karaoke parties are. And all of a sudden this girl starts singing, and it was like I was at a concert. I had to stop talking to the person I was talking to and look up, and I watched this girl perform this whole song. And turns out you were that girl. And you came back to the table, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was so great. I felt like I was at a concert, and you were real nice, and you said, thank you, I appreciate it. But that moment, because everyone was butchering songs. It was like the worst possible environment I could be in. And then you get up there and you can sing. And it was really the highlight of my night. And I was going home with the birthday girl. And I said, did you see that girl that got up there? And she was so good. And she goes, yeah. Do you not know who that girl is? She's the girl from Fresh Prince. I was like, that was Tatiana Ali. Like, we had met earlier in the night, but I never made the connection, you know? And for a minute there, I thought I had discovered you. And I was like, how has nobody signed her? I didn't know you at the time. I didn't know you were a singer. So it was incredible. So thank you for that great memory.
I do love karaoke. I got to tell you, I do love karaoke.
You did fantastic. And it was like, I didn't want to be there. And then you got up there and just blew it away. It was so amazing. And then I was like, why is she not on American Idol? Why is she not on The Voice? What's going on? And then I found out that you were actually discovered, and I just didn't make any connection. So I thought that was the funniest part. But I know music is very important to you, but do you see another album in your future at some point?
I don't know. I do love singing. I did. I put an EP out called Hello. It's on Amazon. Not too long ago. It's like a 5-song EP. And I also released a song on Ruckus Records called Ghost Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing a lot in kind of a holiday film that I've been doing.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't know what will come. I'm definitely open to it. But music is different, you know, especially with little kids. It's different.
Right. And now for the reason you're here, and that is The Reason, your new movie coming out December 15th. What is that all about?
Yeah, The Reason is a story that takes place in a small town where, you know, these miracles start to occur. And they kind of start to occur at the same time that this mysterious man appears in the town. We're all rallying around, you know, really struggling to save the life of a young boy who's suffering from leukemia. And I play his pediatrician. It stars Lou Gossett Jr., who is the minister in the town. And it's a really beautiful film about, you know, why good things happen. I mean, I'm sorry, why bad things happen to good people, you know, why bad things happen to innocent people. And we actually made the movie like 4 years ago. So it's crazy that it's coming out now in 2020. And, I don't know. I just feel like, it's a story that we kind of need right now.
Yeah, I was going to say the timing feels right.
Yeah.
It's a feel good story that we all need. And I think that, the timing is perfect.
This year was a hard year.
Yeah, it really was. What drew you to this role? I know it was 4 years ago, but,
You know, the many things. I thought the story was really lovely and a difficult story to tell, but I was really interested in, you know, like, my character is a doctor, and how do you weigh, like, your belief in your abilities and science and faith, you know, how do those two things work together? I was really interested in that. And then also, of course, working with Lou Gossett Jr. and with Beverly Todd, who are two actors that I grew up watching, and they paved the way. You know, I couldn't do what I do without them and people like them. So I was really excited to work with them.
And this is going to be available on demand digitally. So you can watch this from the comfort of your own home with your family. This is, it's a great like Christmas Day movie, really.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, Christmas Day, just this whole period, if you know, it is a drama, and it's a really beautiful story.
Yeah.
And I think it's well told.
So if you had to look back on 2020 and put together a list of your favorite shows of 2020, what would you recommend people watch before the end of the year? Obviously, The Reason and the Fresh Prince reunion, but what else? What would be on that list?
Huh. Depends on what you like. I adored Lovecraft Country this year. If anyone hasn't been into Schitt's Creek, like, just get into it now.
Yeah.
Watch them all. It'll make you so happy.
I have friends like binging that at this very moment right now, texting me that I should watch it.
So, you know, anything Catherine O'Hara, I'm like, she, like I went to church once and saw Catherine O'Hara there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wasn't even in my neighborhood. I was like, I have to go to this church now because I'm going to stalk her because I love her.
Yeah.
Because I decided not to do that. What else? Oh gosh, there's a lot of really good stuff.
I know, for being locked in quarantine, we had some really great shows this year.
Yeah, and I got to be real with you, 90 Day Fiancé, that's one of our jams.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh my gosh, there's just something about that show, like I can't get enough.
Well, Tatiana, it's been a pleasure. Check out The Reason on December 15th. And of course, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion on HBO Max. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you again, and happy holidays.
Oh, it was good to talk to you too. Happy holidays.
So, Eric, why did you go to Florida?
Because I, well, I just got tickets to just, I mean, Universal Studios. So, and I bought them like in August. So I was thinking, I kind of already figured
steak
that.
And fried rice and I want the chicken and steak with the sauces with it.
Chicken, steak, and fried rice. Are we live
now? Yeah, we're back.
No. No, we're not back yet.
So anyway, you went to Universal Studios. You got your tickets to go to. This is what you do every year, right?
Yeah, this year I was hoping to go during October, but...
And the sauces were on.
So, yeah. So I kind of figured that the virus was going to kind of hit again.
Yeah.
So I was kind of thinking, I was like, well, if it does get worse, there weren't going to be a lot of people there.
Right.
So then it would be like dead. Not necessarily people dying.
Right.
But say, as far as nobody.
The population slow. Decreased.
Well, there wouldn't be many people at the park. So then there'd be like easy access to the rides and whatever else. Right. Okay, well, that was the total opposite. It was like everybody was there. Everybody decided to go, even though like the cases were going up, like in the U.S. across the board. Yeah, people in Florida, like they are the worst with not wearing masks. I thought people here were bad.
Florida's worse.
Yeah, Florida is worse. Like you just have people just walk up like straight into the store, with no masks. No one tells them anything. They're just walking around like no problem.
And yeah, when I went to Orlando, where did I go? Remember I went to the beach not too long ago?
Yeah.
No.
To
somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere in Florida. Anyways, man, dog, didn't nobody have no masks on or nothing. What beach did we go? Destin, Florida. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They don't care about wearing masks and nothing over there, man. Them people like living careless.
So did you stay at the resort?
Yes, I stayed at one of the resorts. Yes.
Was it themed? Mm-hmm. Like, do you stay at the Back to the Future hotel? Is there a Back to the Future hotel?
No, there's not a Back to the Future hotel. No, I just stayed at one of the newer ones they built. They recently opened. It was a
Showgirls resort.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was actually the Home Alone resort.
But was it worth it? Did you enjoy it, or would you?
No, it was worth it. I did enjoy it. Just the only thing that was like, I mean, they did take extra precautions. Like they had like little markings on the floor and the lines.
That's
like
great.
6 feet, you know. But a lot of people,
national heroes,
right? But they didn't. They didn't recognize how it was, why it was done that way. So people like, I don't know. It was really ridiculous. So, like, if you match the markings, then across, because you know how sometimes it's like a snake and it kind of like wraps around or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you stand on the markings where you're supposed to, it does meet like the 6 feet requirement or whatever. But some people couldn't do that, and so it kind of messed everything up. And then you also have the people that they wanted to cough. And they had their mask off and they weren't coughing in their mask. They were coughing like out in the open.
Yeah. They wanted to free the cough.
Yeah. And I'm
like, hashtag free the cough.
Yeah. They kind of defeats the purpose of wearing masks.
Yeah.
So, but overall I had a good time.
So chances are you probably do have COVID or was exposed, but you'll find out next week.
Exactly. But no, I mean, I'm monitoring myself. I mean, I don't have anything. So.
Well, you may be atypical. Or asexual, or whatever it's called. So, if he gets his test back and his results show that he is positive for coronavirus, Jaime, you can take his place in studio on Christmas, and Eric will just patch him. We'll patch him in virtually.
They didn't count your ass out.
We're just having a replacement. You'll be Eric's stunt double.
What happened? Sounds good.
But we'll have Eric on the screen.
Go get your chicken. No, but so I mean, I faced COVID, you know, like, you know, at the very beginning of all this. Now I put myself in the battlefield of COVID.
Right.
So if I survive this and I don't become positive, then I think that
you should join the Justice League. Yeah. Right.
Justice League.
Join the Justice League. Get a Purple Heart for the fierce battle you fought at Universal Studios Florida. COVID Incredible. Man. COVID man. We'll make a trailer for that. Oh, I'm immune. Are you not afraid? That guy just coughed on you. Oh, I'm immune. Wow. Wow. Look at that. Look at that in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Fauci? No, it's Corona Man. Corona Man. Maybe you're non-binary. It's Corona them. I don't know how you would say that. How would you say that? Corona. If a superhero is non-binary, would you call
it? Depends on what they want to be called.
No? Corona they.
Corona them?
Corona them, then, maybe. Corona it's them. Captain Corona them.
Yeah, I heard that. What was it? It's called Gentle Them and...
Oh, is it really Gentle Them? Okay, so it'd be Corona Them.
And then I don't know what the other one was.
Gentle They?
No, it had to do with the ladies. Like, when you say gentlemen and ladies. But I forgot.
But you're non-binary, so it shouldn't matter. Just be like, them. There should be no gentle in front. You're not... Now you're taking those pronouns and you're assigning genders to them. You don't understand this, Eric. You don't get it. All right, so I guess we can do, because we usually do this every year, and I don't think we're going to have time to do it next week. So why don't we just do it now, which is go through our Spotify playlist for like the top 5 songs or whatever of the year. I haven't even checked mine. Spider sent me his like the day they came out. Do you want to start with your number one song, or do you want to go through that's your list and then get to your number one song?
That's the only one. I don't need to tell you any of my list, any of my minutes.
Why, are you embarrassed?
Listening. No, all you need to hear is this. One okay. song, that's it. It's apparently my number one song.
All right. Something happy. Something time. Don't get the news. I said something time. Yeah. Oh. See, I would have turned it off already.
Yeah, we haven't even got to the good stuff.
Unless Shaggy's popping on at some point, I would have... said nope.
Wow. Ebola, Ebola,
don't touch a friend. Oh, okay, that's good. I like it.
Corona, don't touch your friend.
It's not about liking it or anything.
I like it now.
For a fact, I played that song 3 times this year, and that's my number one song. Right. So the one right below it, I played, you know. Now listen to like 109,000 minutes on Spotify this year, thanks to Corona. But yeah, it's all over the place, man. I wouldn't trust those lists at all.
Yeah, a lot of people told me that they didn't think their stuff was legit. All right, so that's number one song, which was Ebola by Shadow. Ebola in town.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm using the desktop. I could pull it up on my phone, but here, I'll just pull it up this way. That's probably easier. My top songs of 2020. Okay. This isn't bad. My top song of 2020 is Pop Star, DJ Khaled and Drake. And beyond that, is Star Trek The Next Generation theme song. Only because, not that I sit there and listen to it. I was doing a project and I needed that song playing and, I do think there's something wrong with the algorithm there. So this is Pop Star.
Bitches. We the best music. Another one. Yeah. DJ Khaled.
Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up.
Anyway. And then my number 3 song. This is interesting. If you watched, the Gemstones? The Incredible Gemstones?
Righteous.
Righteous Gemstones. If you watch that, they do like there's a fictional group that they had when they were growing up with Amy Lee and Baby Billy, and they did this song called Misbehavin', and it's catchy.
It's a good song.
I've listened to this song on repeat about 1,000 times. Mama told me not to, I did anyway, misbehavin'. I have it on repeat on my Alexa. I'm gonna misbehavin'. High on a windowsill, swimming in the creek. Catching crawdads and playing with a stick. Anyway, I like it. Reminds me of the Beverly Hillbillies. And then this one's called All For You, RJD2. I don't know who that is.
That's, I don't remember playing this song. Play when I DJ'd every once in a while. It was the theme song to Mad Men.
Oh, you know what?
Without the lyrics.
I played this one time. I was playing this during that. What were we doing when we had COVID Corner? And I would do that live stream on Instagram twice.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to be a new series, and we only did it twice. This would be my like hold music while we were setting up the stream or waiting for the guest. I like that. We should make an intro out of that. Eric, do you have yours pulled up?
Yeah.
Those original songs or those just beats you loading up?
No, that's what I played the most in 2020, according to Spotify. So these are other people's songs. It doesn't give me my minutes and stuff. Where's that at?
It was in an email.
Oh, here it goes. Oh my gosh.
Well, mine's not Spotify. Mine's Apple Music.
Does it do the same type of thing?
Yeah, it ranks them. So like mine is Girl Crush by Boys Noize and Rico Nasty.
Uh-oh. That's your number one?
Yeah.
Boys Noize.
Yeah.
It's because, what's it called? Boys Crush?
No, it's called Girl Crush.
Oh, Girl Crush. That's
weird.
Yeah,
but it's by Boys Noize, like Noize, and Rico Nasty.
Boys Noize has some good like club music.
Yeah, and the reason why is because we were actually going to use this song for the film that we were going to do, Mark and I.
Uh-huh.
And so we were listening to it for inspiration. So
I got it. I think I like this one.
Yeah.
I think I got a girl crush. I think I got a girl.
Was this going to be the opening theme of y'all's movie?
No, it was going to be used for a club scene. Because it
kind of
picks
cool,
yeah.
We're like the ecstasy's being, it's like Bad Boys. You're going to have like the little cage dancers. Were you going to have cage dancers there?
Yeah.
You were?
I was going to actually have you, yeah.
I would have done it. Me and Julie.
Oh, God.
Please have no.
In the same cage. And then.
Julie there. And then I have
you have like the X and the cocaine close ups on that.
And all of, and every scene is Julie doing it. Like, every scene is. If somebody's doing drugs, it's her doing it. And if somebody like just chugging alcohol, and it's her. Then I have Killing Strangers by Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, and then I have Suddenly Seymour from The Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Suddenly Seymour.
Of course, my boy, you know, Rick Moranis.
Yeah. The punching bag, a.k.a.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn punching bag.
Oh. I had to mend Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I do too. That's my favorite Rick Moranis movie.
And the only song I like from Cats, which is by Jennifer Hudson, it's called Memory. And then I have Hustler by Pearl. And then Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. And
ugh. Is that a country song?
Yeah,
well, I just played Misbehavin', so.
Yeah, it's a country song. Oh, yeah, then I have another country song, the last one. It's Buy Myself a Chance by Randy Rogers.
So what does it say what your top genre was? Can anybody guess mine?
The rap music.
Rap. The rap. Top the artist.
Rap, the rap musics.
Oh, this is interesting. My top five artists are actually probably pretty interesting. So total minutes. How many minutes did you listen to your music in 2020, Spider?
It was like 109,000.
Mine's 8,982 minutes.
Oh my God. I only have 89 hours.
Well, that's minutes. What is that?
Oh.
Computer. How many hours is 8,900 minutes?
That's on Spotify?
148 hours.
Oh, so you have more than me still.
Well, also, a lot of this is because, you know, we play music during the show and stuff. It uses my Spotify account. So it's not like me sitting here listening to music. I usually don't because I'm editing or I have headphones on. I can't usually listen to music. Top artist, number one, Eminem. Two is Michael Giugiacchino or whatever his name is. Giugiano. You know what I'm talking about? The composer. Spider.
It's not Delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Right. Michael DiGiorno. Number three is Drake, which I don't know how he got on there. Number four, DJ Khaled.
He was in your number one song.
Oh, was he on Popstar? Oh, he was featured. Yeah, that's why. Because three and four are DJ Khaled and Drake. Number five, Amy Lee, the fictional character from Righteous Gemstones. yeah, all right. Do you have any of those breakdowns on yours, Eric?
Yeah, most of mine are like most of mine are composers. So like the top one is Hans Zimmer.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Joshua Caleb and Jacob Sia. And then Daniel Pemberton, the guy that did The Dark Crystal. I listen to The Dark Crystal album a lot.
Oh, yeah, the new one for Netflix. Yeah.
Well, yes, but they canceled season two, even though they had an album already created for season two, which I'm mad about.
Was the album good?
It was good.
Clark, did you say you broke your Apple Watch this week, the brand new one that you had for like a year?
Yes, I did.
How'd that happen? Another concussion? You walked into a door frame?
No. I charged mine in my bathroom, and we have two young cats now.
Uh-huh.
And kittens? I
thought you were going to say young women, but okay.
Yeah, no, well,
No.
This is
no,
not
no,
the Twilight no. Zone, Eric.
I'm not buying my Christmas presents off of Wayfair.
Oh my God.
So I was charging it in my bathroom on the counter, and then I heard a crash, and I didn't really think anything of it, and I didn't know it was broken until the next day, but I'm pretty sure one of the kittens jumped up, knocked it off, and you can see right here, you know, like the charger will charge from right here.
Yeah.
Well, I think what happened is when they knocked it down, it came crashing down with the charger onto the ground with the charger right here.
Yeah.
So I don't know how well you'll be able to see this, but let's see, the crack is on this side.
And that sucks. That's a hard piece of glass too. That's hard to crack.
It's sapphire glass. Hold yeah. On. Let me,
made by Chris Sapphire himself. Forged in the mountains of Chris Sapphire.
Well, no wonder it didn't work. You can kind of see right there.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's not too
edge.
Bad. It's at least right there on the corner.
Well, the thing was, like, I didn't realize it was broke until I was at the gym and I was in the shower and I locked it. I put it on the water lock mode.
I think you said OtterBox.
Yeah. The OtterBox mode.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I took my shower and then when I was, getting ready, like I was gonna spin the dial to take it out of water mode, and it would just
blow the water,
and it just sat there and it did nothing out. Just sat there and it did nothing and did nothing. And the because it was locked, the touchscreen wasn't responsive, and I was like, "Well, me, I've got a broken watch now." This one was $785.
Yeah, you got the Eric Star brand.
Yeah,
wait, is that the new one or is that
the one that burns your arm?
It's the four series. So
it's worth nothing now, basically.
Yep.
Sell it on eBay. Yeah. Flip it.
Yeah. And so now I don't have a way of keeping track of my calories, which, you know, let's be real.
I couldn't tell which one was Clark and which one was Jaime on the Zoom screen here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which one had a stroke or which one didn't, I have no idea.
Could we quiet? You're not saying that.
Yeah, well. All y'all. So, I'm still going. I'm at least going to the gym.
Jaime was.
You know what? If Jaime
was going
to
the gym,
we have a.
He was going to the gym.
He had a stroke. Still went to the gym.
I was running the park. I was running the lake.
Yeah,
again.
With a stroke.
We could just have a contest. Let's see who can cover 2.5 miles quicker without the use of a car.
He's not crying about a broken Apple Watch.
Yeah, how are you gonna know you ran 2.5 miles? You don't have an Apple Watch anymore.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, we only have these things called treadmills up at the gym that keep track of how much distance or
no, those are rigged. It's very well documented that the Russians have hacked into the treadmills and they're putting, because at one moment you could be running half a mile and then you look up a few minutes later and it's a full mile. Where did the other half a mile come from?
That's called it's being rigged. In the zone. It's called being in the zone.
No, it's rigged. It's all rigged. I want to recount those treadmill miles. All right. We're pretty much at the end of the show, I think.
Yeah. And I also have one more thing to add.
Yeah.
Jaime, fried rice might not be good for a stroke. Just kind of throwing it out
there. I know. I'm not going to take him to hibachi. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be driving. I haven't drove yet.
Did they give you any instructions and stuff? Or
yeah, just they say don't drive. You got to go take a test from DPS, all this other stuff.
Oh, really? You have to do all that?
So I ain't drove, but someone's been driving me. She drove to pick up Tristan. I got to drop him off at 6.
Yeah.
And DPS, by the way, is Department of Safety, not Double Penetration Syndrome.
Oh, okay. Well,
I knew it was Department of Safety.
I thought it was Double Penetration Zone.
Yeah.
Wow, or I guess Sector. Crazy. It would be Sector because it's DPS. Yeah.
So, Jaime, do they give you like a strict diet or anything? Like, what did it tell you to eat?
Low sodium stuff.
Mm.
No, well, definitely not any Chinese because it's a bunch of.
Yeah. So, what have you been eating?
Fruits, great bunch of nuts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oatmeal.
What about salmon? Can you do salmon?
Yeah.
So you do. You can get protein through nuts and salmon or fish, basically.
Yeah.
That's good. But that's kind of how you were eating beforehand when you were. Remember when you were going to the gym like at night?
Yeah, I was eating all right.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I really don't eat that much no more. Not like I used to.
Yeah. That's good. Maybe
I try to eat a real small ass portion. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because hell, I thought I used to have to eat all the time because I was diabetic and shit, but right. No, hell no. I went without eating the whole day at the hospital. A whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I ain't going to be here a whole day.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I'm hungry as shit, but you know, I survived. I thought I was going to fall out of some kind of diabetic, but I did it.
Hey, but like, oh my God. You're at the right place, though. If you did fall out, you're at the hospital already.
Hell yeah, I was already there. And I was already stuck and ready for them to put whatever they had to put in. Boy, just wake my ass up. Wake up. And every time I try to sleep, somebody came in there and took blood or something. I was like, damn, I can't.
Did you have a hot nurse?
There was a lot of hot nurses there. A lot. Like, wow.
I still remember my hot nurse.
It kind of made me want to. I said, man, I should have went to school to be a doctor or a nurse or something. Even a male nurse or somebody working there.
Your bedside manner would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
It would have been good because you could pick up people. Yeah.
You imagine that? Like, you break your leg, you're laying there. Yeah, you broke your leg, man.
Yeah,
it's effed up.
Hey, man, what happened? Why you?
Better yet, if he was a doctor in the same spirit that he was a tattoo artist, like, nah, I didn't go to medical school.
That's probably why your blood pressure didn't go down in the hospital. All those hot nurses walking in. Hello, nurse.
I had some nice hot nurses all at me.
Hattie was my nurse at the end.
Oh, my Lord.
And she was real hot, real fine. I called her every 3 hours under the guise that I needed pain medication, but I just wanted to see her.
Yeah, they didn't put
I looked her up on Facebook after I left the hospital, and apparently I either don't know how to spell Hattie or she didn't have a Facebook. So, and I don't know her last name.
That's crazy.
So, anyway.
Well, thank God I'm still around, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I stick around. So do y'all's eulogy.
Maybe she didn't do that.
That is funny.
But, I'm glad
you're
here.
I hope nobody got eulogy done. But if we do, oh, well, this is life.
Yeah. But we're glad you're still here and you're doing well and it's Christmas time and you're here for your son and all of that. So all that, it all worked out. And at the end of the day, it could have been a wake up call maybe to be like, hey, maybe I should be, even though you were already doing that, maybe it's like an extra kick in the pants to be like, I need to eat a little bit
but
more
it really
healthy.
Kind of slowed me down because I got to watch the blood pressure. And I can't be running with my blood pressure because I'm going to that'll shoot it even higher. I can't even have sex no more because that'll shoot your blood pressure up.
Well, let's be honest. Were you having a lot of that beforehand? I know you were. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know.
My mirror.
Right. But, but at the end of the day, once you get back to a healthier range, you can do all that stuff again, but you can do it in moderation and you know what I mean? I think it's a good thing for you because sometimes you go about and you do your thing, not just you. I'm just talking about people in general. You do your thing. You're not really paying attention. And then you don't realize how bad things are getting internally until something like this happens. And then you're like, all right, now it's getting serious. I'm not going to live forever. I got to pay attention to my health. And, you know, I think that it might be a good thing at the end of the day, apart from the medical bills.
I was like, you know what? If I got some, because they did a heart thing on me too. And I said, man, if something wrong with it, it's just gone. Take care of it now.
Yeah.
So I don't get it out.
While you're under the hood.
You got me stuck with all these needles.
Yeah.
You might as well go cut me open and do what you got to do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But they didn't say nothing, so I guess I came out all right. So
you just went in for an oil change, and they're giving you a whole, you need a transmission now, you need a whole thing. It's like a mechanic.
Yeah, they were all the nurse, all the good nurse, they finally go like, man, we can't believe, you know, you really ain't got nothing wrong with you. You can move all your limbs and you can pass all the tests. And say, what? I said, man, I told you, man. I thought I was smoking a joint. Yeah. All right, no more getting high. I said, yeah, no more.
Yeah.
Hell no. Yeah, that kind of taught me my lesson, man. Like, I was smoking here and there, and I love smoking. That being high was good, but shit, not no more. I ain't gonna fuck me like that.
Yeah.
You hear me, DJ?
He knows.
I don't know what you're talking about.
DJ Spider's had about 15 different strokes. He just doesn't know it yet.
What?
Yeah.
He's living proof. He's living like Jesus. He's walking on water.
I think that's the only time I've ever heard you compared to Jesus.
But it's good that you're still alive. And you know what? You're going to be alive for Christmas Day. Wonder Woman is released on HBO Max. We get to watch it from the comfort of our home. Oh, really? I mean, it's incredible.
Is it free?
Yeah. If you got HBO
it's
Max.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah. In fact, all Ooh. Warner Brothers movies going into next year are going to be on HBO Max for free. How great is that?
They're killing it, man.
There's a lot of movies that they say will come out that haven't came out.
You know, they keep pushing them back because they don't want people to go. The theaters are closed or whatever. But I mean, HBO Max made Warner Brothers made a huge, bold decision because you're really kind of cutting out the theater. Even though the theaters are still going to have, I think Wonder Woman is still going to be played in theaters, but I don't really want to see it in theaters. I'd rather watch it in my own home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that for years.
Yeah. That was a Mark Cuban thing.
Yeah.
A long time
ago. But they haven't been releasing too many films on, like, you know, digitally online. You know what I'm talking about?
Because they've been holding
it. Like on a Google Play.
They keep thinking that that things are going to go, you know, get back to normal and they can put them back in theaters. So they've just been holding on to them. But you're going to have to adapt.
That's not.
You really have. I mean.
Yeah, they're going to have to adapt.
This Corona thing has also been a wake up call for a lot of businesses and a lot of companies because a lot of industries is what I'm trying to say. Because. You either have to adapt or you're going to die.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because you've been doing it for 200 years doesn't mean you got to keep doing it that way. You're going to have to think outside the box. I've seen bars serving food. They partner with restaurants or food trucks or whatever. They're making extra money now on the top. They're also serve food now.
They said in Dallas that 30% of the businesses that were classified as bars are now classified as restaurants.
Yeah.
So a lot of people made that switch. One of our old spots is a coffee shop in the mornings now.
Yeah. That's innovation. That's what you have to do. And that's what Warner Brothers is doing. If the theaters die, the theaters die. It is what it is.
And you know they're dying because you can book a whole damn a whole theater for your own self.
For $100.
Yeah. Yeah, $100. Like, what the hell? Ain't nobody coming anyway. Don't book it out for $100.
Yeah,
like,
I still won't go. Because, you know, the family that was in there beforehand were all licking their fingers, touching on everything, popcorn. That's like the nastiest place to be is a movie theater.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch it at home. Crazy. And if I enjoy it, I'm going to buy it. And then if it's re-released in theaters at some point, maybe I'll go see it. If it's a big superhero movie or whatever, I'll go see it then. But this is the way of the future. You have to adapt.
Yeah. What was the last movie you seen in the theater?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think mine was the last Star Wars.
The X-Men. The one with the new X-Men mutants?
Mm-hmm. New Mutants?
I think
that's the Atomo. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know what mine was.
That's the last one I saw.
Maybe it was Men in Black 3? No, Bad Boys 3?
Yeah.
That might have been my last one.
Yeah.
So many times I've seen a movie, like when I talked about when I saw the last Avengers movie on the show, the people I was with were running late because they wanted to go get snacks, even though we just had dinner. Then we get to the theater and there's people in the seats and you got to get management to come out and they got to come in and get them out of there. And you got this whole thing. I've already missed 10, 15 minutes of the movie. Or you're watching a movie, you're halfway through and you got to go to the bathroom and maybe you get up and go. Or if you don't, you're sitting there thinking about the fact that you have to go to the bathroom and trying to hold it and you're not paying attention to the movie. I'm thinking about this while I'm driving home. Like, man, I wish I could just go home and play that movie, the parts that I missed. Otherwise, I have to wait 6 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever until the DVD comes out. Not even like that movie enough to buy it. I'm definitely not going back to the movie theater to rewatch it. And you know what? This is really great for small movies, too, that maybe they don't have a big marketing budget, so you don't know what's really coming out until you go to the theater. You see the trailer for it. You're like, oh, that looks like a great movie. I want to see that. And then life happens. You can only go to the movies so many times in a month. And then you forget about the movie and you never see it. Or maybe you see it 10 years later. Now you get all the movies at your house for free. You're already paying a subscription. Now I can watch all these movies. And this is, as a creator, that's what you want people to do. You want people to watch and enjoy the movie. All these people complaining right now, they're all complaining about money.
That's it, true. Right? But the thing is, like, if it does go to a model like that, then there won't be as much money to produce these movies.
Yeah. And I'm fine
with
that.
I mean, you're going to get a lot more.
So it'll cost you more money to make the movie than what they're making.
Right. I'm fine with less CGI in movies. I
don't know. Well, Netflix doesn't have that problem. They're rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
Producing all these different films.
So. That's true.
Yeah. You're right.
Netflix is a model of the future.
Disney Plus is putting a lot of Star Wars movies on there, they say.
Yeah.
Like this coming up year.
And they got to raise their price by a dollar to make that happen. I'll give them that dollar. You can raise it $5. I don't care. As long as you keep putting out stuff like The Mandalorian, I'm down. So anyway, I'm a big supporter of this. I know a lot of people aren't. They went for their back end. Oh, this movie's going to make $10 billion. Well, you know what? We're living a different world now.
Yeah.
So you're not going to make as much money per movie. So maybe you have to crank out more movies per year. I don't know. But at least for the next year or so, we're not going to be all back in theaters at this point. So anyway.
Okay, I hope they put that Ghostbusters out, man.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that. Man, they've been showing that a long time ago. Like, come on, it should be out by now.
I think the movie's done. It just haven't released it yet.
Yeah, I think it's been done. They just think they want to wait till the movie theaters open up. But
yeah.
They're not going to open up no time soon.
That's a movie I would watch at the house. I don't want to watch it on a big screen.
You can buy it for $20.
Yeah. I even like that model. If you want to put it out for a month where you had to pay $20, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I did that for a couple of movies.
I'll rent that some.
Yeah.
I done rented a lot of movies off of Google Play. You know,
and $20 really isn't unreasonable, because when you go to the movie theater, that you're spending more than that for popcorn, drinks. Yeah. You're bringing your son and your girlfriend or whatever. You know what I mean? You're spending $40.
Yeah.
Now you're spending $20, and you can sit at home
and really
you can pause it
and watch it with everybody.
Yeah,
you can have the whole family there watching.
Yeah, $20. And you know most Mexicans are good. They're having the whole family there watching it on this tiny TV. But I'm all for it. Something else is coming out on Christmas Day too. It was Wonder Woman.
Well, they really ain't been producing no good movies, really. Like putting any good ones out.
Yeah, because they're sitting on it. There's something else coming out.
The last Jeopardy that Alex Trebek recorded is on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that comes out. There's something on demand though that's also free. I forgot what it is, but it's also exciting. So Disney Plus. There's something on Disney Plus? Oh, Soul, their Pixar movie. That's coming out on Disney Plus. About some guy that's dead or something.
Yeah.
Soul.
I haven't even heard that one.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out. So, a lot of stuff to do on Christmas Day. You don't have to leave your house.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. I think we're done.
You got to go pick up your kids.
Right. Just Uber them. That way you don't have to get exposed. Let them get exposed.
Yeah.
F them.
Hell no.
Little cockroaches. Little possums carrying all sort of rabies and corona and all that stuff.
Possums.
Yeah, you know how possums carry a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Supposedly. Or little armadillos or whatever. Whatever carries diseases. That's what kids are.
Everything.
Little flies or maggots or whatever they are.
And they gotta go to school. That's dangerous.
I know.
My son, he's been on video school.
That's good. Yeah, I like how a lot of people are like, the kids can go to school because they don't really get affected by this coronavirus. They don't really spread it. But the teachers are older usually, and you're letting them go to school and not worried about them. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I was talking about this, I think, off air last week. I said, I don't understand why they can't just go virtual, because I can go to college virtually. I can work a job virtually. I can meet and marry somebody virtually. I can do everything I want to do. Remember .com guy in the early 2000s or 2000? The whole thing was the guy's going to set up webcams around his house, and he's going to try to live in his house for a year just by using stuff off the internet. And that was 20 years ago. And the guy did it. Uh-huh. He also legally changed his name to .com guy. he did it. And now you can have anything delivered like that. Why can't we do that? You know, why can't we do that from the house? We did it 20 years ago. This guy proved it could be done. And we didn't have the Amazons that we have now. We didn't have the Ubers. We didn't have all these things. Now we have it. We can do that. Both my parents are teachers and they have to go to school. It's insane. Like, they can do it from the house. We got Wi-Fi. We have all this technology at our fingertips. Let's use it. So anyway, that's my rant. Well, good to have you safe and sound, Jaime. Glad to see you're looking good. You look better than Clark, to be honest with you.
He's crazy, bro.
The worst thing that happened to Clark.
I'm happy I'm here, man. Thank God I'm here, man. And
I'm just beaten down by life. So
the worst thing that happened to Clark this week was his cat broke his Apple Watch. You had a stroke in the hospital for 3 days, and you're way way more full of life and energy and love than Clark is.
I know that's what I'm thinking, because I could have been real bad, you know, from what they say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I can't believe I really thought it was neuropathy, man. My leg is numb. My leg and some of my shoulder right here.
When I got that text, I was like, I was thinking the worst. And so I was freaking out until I saw your post and I thought, okay, and you even put on your post, no side effects, no, you know, everything's, I'm doing fine. But
I thought you'd be in a wheelchair and your face would be all like,
yeah,
be on one side.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They said their faces come down or something. Yeah, didn't smile or something.
Tim Curry, he had a stroke, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair.
Now. Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't talk and you have to go to like to speech therapy and physical therapy, like to learn how to walk again.
Yeah, they said people can't swallow. They did all kinds of tests on me. And they said, well,
if you can't swallow, there goes your career.
Leg numb? I said, yeah, my whole leg numb. I can move it, pick it up and everything. I was running for 3 weeks straight, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to go see the doctor. And then
that's what I can't believe. You waited 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I was living with a stroke for 3 weeks and I was running. So that somebody could be out there that's been living with a stroke for a long damn time.
Right.
Didn't even know it.
Or not a stroke and has broke your Apple Watch like Clark and is like right. His whole activity of running. Yes. He can't work out anymore. 2020.
Yeah, I have no way to count my calories.
That is funny, boy.
All right.
That's crazy.
Well, we'll see you guys next week, man. For our last show of the year. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Yeah, we'll go. Bye.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.